It was 1986 when my life was changed, when these three brothers showed me how to walk this way. And every day seemed like it couldn't get better, but in 1987 it was bigger and deffer and fresh. For 1988, you suckers, my philosophy began to change to another. It was all about the music and everything they wrote. Eric B is president and he had my vote. Every word they spoke, every line, every stanza, you guys to chill was just fucking bananas. Yo, MTV Raps would keep my brain fed every Saturday night of the living bass heads. Was a 3-minute 14-second time bomb. Now I'm looking for my own instrumentals to rhyme on. Ain't no half stepper, so I gotta commit. Said to myself, yo doc, you gotta do this shit.
I'm going back now to a time when real MCs did the rhyming and music had that excitement. Remember those days? Let's get it back now. What's behind me? The soul that came to define me. So hip hop could just remind me. Remind me of those days.
Oh. Now I go back 10 years before that, 1976, and I heard a mix. DJs and MCs on a cassette. There was no such thing as rap records yet. DJ Hollywood and DJ Small said something like, yes, yes, y'all. I was hooked. I said, what the hell was this? Eric said MC, Lisa said a mix. Hip hop, so I never did ever stop. The party spot, the body rock. Starsky, Flash, Spectrum City, Hank Shock. Lead me to hear and see a DJ Eddie Cheever. Record unbelievable, inconceivable, cause the record was a tape of Jamaica Avenue. Went in July 1979 and I heard the Fatback Band and King Tim III. My brother's sister introduced me to it. I said, Chuck, you gotta just do this shit.
I'm going back now to the time when real MCs did the rhyming and music had that excitement. Remember those days? Let's get it back now. What's behind me? The soul that came to define me. So hip hop could just remind me. Remind me of those days.
Early 80s, late fall, too small to play ball, but I thought it was amazing how my brother used to blaze men. Twice his age he used to send the ball sailing, serving suckers up like a lollipop salesman. How the game worked I didn't understand fully. It was him, some other cats, and this dude read the school bully. Suddenly this crew of dudes just walked up on the court. They got up in Red's face, man, I thought they were the hook. But instead of throwing punches, yo, they started throwing rhymes, gigging on each other with insulting punchlines. I was amazed and surprised by the things that they said, dropping rhymes on a dime from the top of the head. It hit me in the heart, man, it blew my world apart. Who would've thought the school bully would've conjured up my art? Ran to the crib, I gotta learn to flip the script. Looked in the mirror, said, yo, Ty, you got to do this shit. And get
back in the day before I ever heard a sound, I knew through my father that I came from the ground. That was his love, and I guess I always knew it. The purest act of love was he never tied me to it. See, I was free before I understood what free was. I explored everything and found my own loves. Fell in love before I really knew what that was, with an underground sound through the radio buzz. It was something I never ever heard in my life, but it drew me something like a moth to the light. Didn't make me popular, didn't make me cool, but I learned a lot what they didn't teach in school. Most heard noise, I heard poetry, and before you know it, I guess the poet is me. Still many years from what an MC should be, it was hip-hop that grabbed a hold and molded me. Now legends are friends and friends became legends. We're more like a family of musical obsession. I'll never forget my life cause I'm living it. Said to myself, I gotta do this shit and get back.